Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Yeah, that would be hype if it was the SLS. Oh, if it's not the SLS course, dude.
Oh, I know. There's so, dude.
I can't touch anything on that course.
I went to an SLS course. That was the one in freaking Utah.
Uh-huh.
It's like impossible. Every feature. You're like,
it's massive. It's for fucking Nigel.
Like, if I could see right now, though, there's some stuff that would be fun because it's a big flow across.
Yeah.
But it was an SLS park in
just giant rails
in Rome when I went, but there was some really doable stuff. It was fun. It was really fun. But the whole park was made out of this weird, it wasn't like pavement. It was like even the ground, it was like a, it was almost like it was all skate light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm trying to like a,
it was wood. The whole thing was wood.
Yeah, it was like a bowling alley almost.
Yeah, just smooth. Just
yeah.
One almost felt like one piece of wood.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah, that's like the old school way they used to do it in Europe and shit.
Yeah, it was.
It just looks like one piece of wood. That's sick.
And then certain ramps will just rise, like up from like it seems like they're built into the wood. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like wood, but yeah, but almost like cement the way it all connects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I love the way that looks. You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
Love the way you look.
Men's Warehouse. You have Men's Warehouse by you?
And when we're back, Men's Warehouse. I've never been to one.
Are we going? We're not going.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, we're going?
We're just going, dude.
All right, screw it.
Starting from the email from the Abigail, yeah. Frank Abigail.
We just jump. Well, we got to do our intro, dude.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, people. It's Dan Mancina and Anthony Ferraro here.
And
two blind guys talking skank, dude.
I've been all over the road. How about you?
I've been here and there, man. I've been everywhere, man.
From London to Japan, man.
Japan on Sunday. Come home. Last trip of the year.
I'll stop. That was gonna
and
be.
And then
fun.
January, big thing, can't announce it yet. Mid January trip to San Francisco. Come home from San Francisco.
How do we know? You got me on the edge of my seat over here.
I come home from San Francisco on like, oh no, then I go from San Francisco to, what's it called? Where am I going? You remember?
Indonesia.
No.
Wait. Sorry.
Not Republic. Bangladesh, not Bangkok.
You're going is wait
Cambodia.
Cambodia. Why did I think Indonesia?
Never remember that. Going to
I think
Cambodia.
You would always say Indonesia.
I can never remember. I don't know why I can't remember Cambodia, but Cambodia. Come home from Cambodia. Maybe 2 days later, I go to Punta Cana.
Oh, that's why I was thinking DR. Yeah.
Yeah, Punta Cana till like the 4th of February, come back following weekend, LA. Oh my God. And then after that, I might be going to freaking Italy, dude.
Oh my God. You are all over the road in the beginning. You got a busy year coming up.
This
right away.
The beginning of this year is going to be hectic.
Usually the slow time for me, too.
I know. Same Z's. Usually I'm like fall is like my. Seems to be my heavy travel, but
yeah, busy. I feel like from January or December to like February, things mellow out a little usually.
Nothing happens usually.
Yeah, it's like even business wise, like
yeah, everyone's shut down. Holidays, yeah. New Year's,
no budgets.
Yep.
But damn, you are really cruising.
It's gonna be hectic, dude. Good though. Gotta hit the ground running this year. Next 2024, baby. The Mars is back on a retrograde or whatever, dude.
Mercury's back on retrograde.
Mercury's back or out of whatever. It's changing, I think. That's what I heard. And it's
feeling on the up. You're feeling
it's on the up, dude.
You
it's
were
been
in
this,
a slump, dude. How
dude, these last couple years, man. Mars is in fucking just whatever. Renegade.
I've been sinking.
It hasn't been. Hopefully it lines up, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Somebody told me. I don't know if that's true, but it feels like it.
Yeah, I believe it. I think you're able to see Orion again.
Orion's belt?
For a while. Yeah.
The galaxy is on Orion's belt. Orion's belt. There is no galaxy on Orion's belt. It's just three stars.
Where's that from?
Men in Black, dude.
Oh my God.
Orion was the cat or whatever. The galaxy was on her collar.
You know, speaking of movies, you know a movie I thought of the other day? It was a classic, and maybe it doesn't stand the test of time because I haven't watched
Training Day.
It's like 20 years.
No? What?
No. You'll never guess this one.
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Is it Adam Sandler based?
No.
Okay, okay. Is it a rom-com or just straight up comedy?
I will tell you, Samuel Jackson is in it.
And it's a comedy?
Yeah.
Is it meant to be a comedy?
Samuel Jackson, I take that away. Might be Eddie Murphy, actually.
Eddie Murphy.
I can't remember it now.
Beverly Hills Cop?
Nope.
Could be Samuel, though, huh? Snakes on a Plane?
Oh, God's involved.
Dogma?
No. Wasn't that?
Is it neither of those actors, and is it Bruce Almighty?
Yes! How did you get it?
It's not Samuel or Chris Rock. That's
I said Eddie Murphy.
Or Eddie Murphy. It's Shawshank Redemption.
Oh yeah, what's his
oh my God. Probably the most famous voiced man
I know.
The world.
Why everyone's yelling at us right now.
Oh yeah, they are.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. I don't want to look it up.
I keep thinking Samuel right now.
No, I do too.
Andy Dufresne walked into Shawshank Redemption. Walked into Shawshank. What the hell is his name? Somebody yell it. Somebody call in right now.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes, that's who it was.
There we go.
That's who it was in Bruce Almighty, too. Yeah.
He's just mopping
the
floor.
Janitor, right?
He's like, so in the file cabinet or whatever.
So good.
How'd you do that?
Great movie.
The Trick Wall? Yeah. That is a good movie. I did enjoy that.
Yes.
I mean, I love Jim Carrey, man. He's amazing.
You ever watch the Richie Rich Christmas movies?
No.
Richie Rich? I think it's a Disney one. It's so funny.
Is it? I only saw maybe like the first Richie Rich.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is that the... Oh, no. See, I get that mixed up with Blank Check.
I don't know that one. Richie Rich is the one where he's got like the rich parents, but they're never around, and he's got all this technology.
See, I don't know if I've even seen... I always think Blank Check is like a little kid, too, who some rich guy gives him a... He, like, runs his bike over. And then, like, he said, let's write you a check. But he doesn't put the amount on it.
Oh, my God.
So then he takes it and, like, commits a felony or whatever, check fraud. And there's, like, I think it was, like, $1 million. And somehow he bought, like, a mansion, a roller coaster, all this stuff for $1 million.
God. That's great.
Great movie, though.
Yeah. But then, damn, so you're going everywhere, dude. That's a big...
Everywhere.
That's coming up.
And then there's going to be contests. Hopefully there's a contest. Oh, my God, there's a contest in there, too.
What, a GFL?
Yeah, and there's the Texas one. You got to come to that one if you're solid.
So my knee's broken, apparently.
Yeah, we didn't get the...
I'm back from
Chile. We haven't even talked about this, have we?
No, I'm back from Chile. Let me get into it.
Yeah.
So I get into Chile... I'm taking
big,
a separate
big para big Paralympic para judo tournament.
Yeah, huge one. The Pan American Games. And they build in like a whole Olympic type village for like the athletes. And it also, after the thing is built and the athletes stay there and stuff, it becomes a new apartment like complex area. Like they basically take a really poor area and try and build like housing and stuff. And then
gotcha.
A bunch of families get to live there after.
That's crazy.
And So we're out in the sticks, Jerry. We're like right outside the city, but we're like not in the
sticks of Chile.
Yeah, the sticks. The
it bush, was mate.
Bush. And
oh, hang on real quick.
Yeah.
Casper, drop bear. You know what a drop bear is? Yeah.
What is a drop bear? Wait, did he tell you?
Yeah, he messaged me and he said it's a made up thing that they tell like visitors. Just to like scare them. Like, it says drop bear, man. Watch out for the drop bear, man.
Just watch out for the drop bear, mate. Because the drop bear could be like so many. Yeah. That's great.
Just a little update on that. So
that's really good.
He's fooling us. Fooling us Americans. But yeah.
Now I don't know if I can trust Australians and what they tell me.
Yeah, I know. Forces Australian for beer. you're in the sticks in Chile.
So I get there. Things are like, and we're the second group, Jerry. Like there was the regular Pan American Games. Now it's para. So all the para athletes.
Okay.
Travel there. Kelly takes a direct flight with the baby, but I have to fly into where's the Delta hub? Atlanta. I had to find Atlanta. So I'm flying Delta. My flight to Delta, I got the window seat. I'm in Comfort Plus. It's all groovy.
To Atlanta?
Yeah, to Atlanta. So it's only like a 2-hour flight, 2.5 hour. Mm-hmm. But I'm waiting there. Everything's good. People are boarding. Some guy just got bumped first class, so he's like hooting and hollering. It's all good.
Did he get the late bump? Like he's already sitting.
Yeah, he was already like going to his seat and someone was in his seat. He didn't see the upgrade message. And that's a good feeling right there. The guy was like, I'll trade with you. So I get to my seat. I'm chilling. I'm all situated. Because I like to, if I'm traveling by myself, I get my space. You know, I'm like getting comfortable. I'm going to have my little
pillow. In your own little zone.
Pillow. Yeah.
Headphones. You got your jug of water.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And your quinoa bowl and your smoothie.
I got a story for you, Jerry.
Oh my God, dude.
First of all, let me get through this flight real quick. I'm sitting there and then the seatmate comes in. Dude, I'm not body shaming. I love all types of people. This person was pouring over to my seat.
Into your seat.
Like, it's not a body shame, but I was like, whoa. And I had like, you know, I have no room. I feel like I'm being crushed. And I'm like cutting right here. I'm like, this is awful. And then she proceeds to say to me, can you please close that? It's really hot. And I didn't even know what she was talking about. Like
the window.
Yeah, the window. But I was like, and I look like a deer in the headlights. She didn't see my cane because I like sat down first. And she's like, I'm just going to, and then like reaches over me and like, cause I didn't know what she was talking about. And then I was like, oh, the freaking, yeah, sure. Yeah, but that was a weird interaction. And then I get to.
Don't touch my window.
Oh, I get to Atlanta. Dude. So I got the helper, right? Like the person to help me get to the other gate. And they're freaking, the guy's waiting for me. He's like, got the wheelchair. And this guy's like maybe mid-30s, like, you know, solid dude, whatever. Like same height as me. He's real cool dude. And he's like, I was like, I don't need the chair. Like I can walk. I could use the walk. I have a long flight coming up. He's like, it's really far. It's like all the way across the airport. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. He's like, are you sure? Like, I think you should get in the seat. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Whatever. So we start walking. He's like, you need the bathroom? I'm like, oh God. Like I do, but I don't want this guy like trying to help me and stuff. But I had to go so bad that I was like, all right, screw it. So I get in, go to the bathroom. I like run away from him. Like in the back, I was like, he was bringing me to the door. Like, it's one of those like zigzag things. I was like, screw it. I'll be back. Like, I'll figure this out. Like, get away from me. And I'm taking my pit. Like, I'm looking for the thing. And all of a sudden I hear behind me, urinals are a little to the left. And I'm like, well, this motherfucker's watching me.
He's sneaky.
Like, get out of here. And then, like, I go pee.
I think you are underestimating my sneakiness.
I, like,
I hear where the sinks are. He's like, sinks are over here. Like, I just hate the overcompensating help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be a lot. Yeah.
It can, when you just want to do your thing. And so then we start walking. Hey, he's like, I was like, how's your day going? He's like, oh, it's going real shitty, man. I was like,
oh no.
And then I'm in my mind, I'm like, oh, is this guy going through like a crisis? Like something happening? So I'm like, oh, what's going on? You all good? He's like, no, man, no one's been tipping today. Dude, I didn't know you were supposed to tip them, first of all. And then saying that to me, there's so many things wrong with this statement that really set me off. Like, and here I am, like, hungry, like, just annoyed. And I'm trying to be super positive. In my mind, dude, I was like, fuck this guy. Like, not act, but like, you're like, dude, there's so many things wrong with what you just said.
Yeah.
Like, it's manipulative too. Like, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Tell me you're not getting tips, so I'll tell you. And in my mind, I'm like, well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. You're not going to be happy at I almost wanted to say it to you. I was like, but so then you have that in your head and you're like,
oh, that's awkward.
I was so annoyed. And then we keep walking. He's like, he's realizing I can walk now. Like, I could actually walk. Like, I'm like pulling him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, you want to take the elevator? We could just take the escalator if you want. And I was like, dude,
the escalator,
I've been offered the escalator, baby. Like, they always
offered it up.
That elevator. So yeah. I take the escalator. He's like, oh, you can really do this, man. Like, so shocked. He's like, yeah. Oh, and the notes. Did you know they have notes on you?
No.
Dude, he was like, I'm going to put that in the notes that he can walk great. Like, you don't need the chair. And then it's just like, but I didn't know they were taking notes on us on how we were as as like their disabled companion thing.
I didn't know that either. Maybe
it's crazy.
A bad tipper.
Yeah, bad tip. Yeah, I'm definitely bad tipper. Did you know you were supposed to tip?
Yes, but I don't always. It really.
Oh, I wish I knew this. I've been a dick this whole time.
When I do it, I never have cash on
me. How much are you supposed to tip them? Like $5?
Or five more? Is good. Five is good. Okay. I always ask, do you have Venmo?
Oh.
And if they have Venmo,
Venmo
or Zelle, then I just scan their thing and I send them $5.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't have it because I was like, a lot of times, like an older person.
Yeah.
Or like super foreign a lot of times.
Or are they
too, and
super
like
stoked when you give them the tip?
Yeah. A lot of times they're like, no, it's okay, man. I was like, no, I want to. So most people don't, I think, expect one. It's kind of weird, but because I don't know, man. It's supposed to be a service provided for you. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm confused. Like, I would be giving tips if I knew it was a thing. I didn't.
It's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, I realize that now.
It's but almost like,
it's like I need this though. Like,
it's almost like when they clean your room in a hotel. Like, tipping is nice, but I don't think.
Yeah,
it's,
I'll leave a tip for the cleaners.
You know, it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah,
if you got it,
wearing stuff every day. That made me not want to tip them though, even if I had cash.
Did you know that some people tip in the Delta Lounge?
No.
I asked my stepdad this. I was like, hey, do people tip in here? He's like, yeah, sometimes. Like, I was like, well, at the bar,
like,
yes.
The bartender,
I get the bar,
yeah.
But like even like random people, he's like, yeah, some people do, but you don't really, you know, it's not a lot.
No one's
really, I don't know.
That makes me feel weird because there's been people that have been like overly helpful there.
I know. And I never have cash. Like, I got to go to the ATM, break a 20. But
yeah,
it's a nice thing to do.
I'm a bad tipper
when it comes to the airport stuff, though.
Yeah, I've been slacking on that. I love giving a tip, though. Like, I love throwing the tips.
Yeah, most of the time I'm a good, any restaurant, anything.
My dad asked me one time, you want a thing of fives for the airport? I was like, what do you need for the airport?
Yeah. Yeah, give me a stack of fives, boss. Give me those fives. I'm going to go get me some peanuts. Thanks, Dad.
All right, well, so then we're zipping through. Dude, the gate was like a 5-minute walk. It was like a 2-minute walk to the.
Did you have to get on the train?
We did, but it was like the train is fast.
Yeah, you go up the escalator, yeah. Boom, back down the escalator, different terminal or whatever.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
I know Atlanta.
Atlanta's huge, dude.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But you would know the Delta section.
Yeah.
So Delta's sponsoring the Olympics this run. And I'm zipping through. I'm wearing, mind you, no Team USA stuff because it's way too like gaudy and like.
Is it a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, like, you're making a statement with that.
Yeah. And
you can only wear that if you're coming home with a gold or a
yeah,
medal.
Yeah, like a medal around your neck. Yeah. But I always travel a little more incognito. And then all of a sudden I'm walking by Team USA. And I was like, because I have a Team USA bag for my judo stuff. And then they pull you over. I get pulled into this freaking, it's like right next to our gate. All the Pan American athletes for USA were chilling. Delta had set up this huge lounge, food, like food, the works. Like there was a bar, there was food, there was wellness shots, there was like,
dang,
there was hot
that's
food,
cool,
cold food, like charcuterie, like everything.
The and Delta difference, baby.
Dude, we did not have that going to Peru for United.
I was USDA,
like, dude, I was
baby.
Like, this is unreal right now. And meanwhile, I'm sitting on a couch. Freaking pulling out my quinoa and chicken because I can't eat anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. And it was amazing, wow. Though. I was like, dude.
Give me a sparkling water at least.
Yeah, like I was like, I feel like a king right now. Got the up. There's like, you're taking pictures with the USA stuff. You're like.
So sick.
Yeah, they got like, they give you a little keychain and bracelet. And they gave you a charger with the different ports.
What?
Dude, they hooked it up.
That's a nice gift.
It was great gift.
To keep?
Yes.
Oh, it's a great gift.
It's
yeah.
A great gift.
For all your travels.
Exactly. Keep it in the fanny pack.
Hold on to this. You're going to need this.
Dude, it was a great experience, though. And then
dude, I
got...
I was fasting when I came from LA last weekend, and they had hot chocolate in the fucking lounge.
Oh, stop. So... when they have that, I mix it with an espresso shot.
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted.
Dude, it's Kelly makes for me every time. It's like the my
you have the little. You can add some little of the, it's Ghirardelli hot chocolate. You can add a little the chocolate chips and the mar. Oh my god, I wanted it so bad.
Oh good. Yeah, that would break your fast for sure.
Yeah, I didn't do
you
it.
Just you get the taste sugar and it's over.
Yeah.
I got given a box of saltwater taffy yesterday, and I'm already blown. Three quarters. So then get on the
that's
flight.
Really cool though, that's dope.
There was like it must have been 100 athletes. How many people fit on those planes, those big planes?
A big plane is like 238.
Yeah, so there was at least 120 athletes there, and they're all, you know, handicapped in different ways. What's funny to me is
you're like all on the same flight.
Yeah, we're all on the same flight.
Crazy.
The line to get on the pre-board was insanely long.
Anybody who needs a pre-board is, oh my god, that's hilarious. That's half the plane.
It was so funny, dude. There was
that's hilarious.
Oh, so good.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like 50
the biggest
people.
Pre-board you've ever seen in the world.
Wheelchairs, oh, as far as the
dude,
eye could
wheelchairs,
see, dude.
There were crutches, there was canes.
They must have had the whole freaking help prospect crew dude. Out there, dude. Yeah. Holy shit. That's so funny, dude.
Oh, it was so good. That's
it's amazing.
It was incredible.
Longest pre-board line ever.
Oh man. And then so we all get on. I called early like a smart person, and I'm in row 18C or whatever, aisle seat, right? And all the teams walking past me as I sat down.
High-five and smacking asses. Good luck back there, boys. See you in the barracks.
Dude,
see you at the village.
Fly across the country, or fly to not across the country to freaking Santiago, Chile, and in my flight start smelling something weird, and I like in when I would open my bag, and I realized one of my meals like exploded.
Oh,
and the
no.
Pineapple juice was like dripping.
Oh,
and it was all my geese were in the
backpack.
No.
Thankfully, nothing got on my geese. I don't know how. It was.
Was there like, is there laundry at the village? It's probably laundry.
Yeah,
right?
There is, but it takes a day. You don't, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even mess with it.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I was.
I'd have been pissed. Yeah.
But then flew. We got there. Just missed Kelly and the baby. Missed them by like a couple minutes. She had a car waiting for her to take her to the hotel. She's staying at like a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, like, we get our, they're pulling our bags off the turnstile for us. Like, they, because they got them all tagged special. It's very cool. Like, you feel very official.
Yeah, that is cool.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, they got snacks and stuff waiting for you. Once again, I can't eat anything. And so it's like, everything's food rewarded, dude.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it is, yeah.
Sucks. So I'm taking bags of stuff, bags of candy and chips, and I'm
for
waiting
the flight
to save them.
Yeah,
I literally saved them
after the tournament.
Yeah, yeah, taking beef jerky.
Beef jerky, that's a high price item.
They
right
had everything.
I'd be loading up on that, baby.
It was nice. And then we get to the village.
Was that Delta that did all that too?
No, this was the U.S. delegation.
Gotcha.
Because okay. Now you're away from Delta because you're at through customs.
Okay, okay.
So you're in Chile now. Uh-huh. And get to the village.
Customs was a breeze? No,
yeah.
Chill?
Yeah, no, customs was super chill because they have expedited customs for Pan-American people. So you have your own customs line too.
Wow.
Like, it's like, it's very official. It's really cool.
They do it right, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's a big thing for Chile because, you know, they're hosting this. Like, it's an honor to host the games and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Like, it's a big deal, Jerry. Like, it's all over the TV there. It's like,
yeah,
it's really cool to, like, if you tell someone you're an athlete in the Pan American Games when you're there, they're like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
And so I get to the village. It's kind of like, it was still under construction. Like, some of it, like, it was crazy because they're still building a lot of stuff, like, for the, once it's apartments.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of that going on. It's a very accessible village with the last thought being the blind people.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Like, it's very, like, you know,
yeah.
You get all your
wheelchairs
ramp stuff and
yeah,
to the blind, it was no bueno. Like, you're figuring out the layout of this place by the time you're leaving, you
mm-hmm.
know? So
mm-hmm.
that kind of sucks. And the guy giving the tour, he's like, hold on, let me pull up my cardinal directions. And he starts listing off, like, so on our east side, we'll have this. And then I'm like, can you just say left or right? Like, I don't know my directions.
Yeah, I don't know which way I'm facing right now.
And you get
towards the beach.
You're basically in, like, a jail cell of a room.
Super,
like,
tiny.
It's a little apartment with three bedrooms. And each bedroom has two beds in it. And it's like,
damn.
You could stretch your arms out and touch either wall. Like, it's insane.
Whoa.
And we, yeah.
You're with one other athlete.
Yeah. But you have, it's six of you total.
Were you with your buddy, Ricky? Is that his name?
Yeah, I was with Ricky.
Oh,
we
no. You can request, like, hey, can I be with Ricky? And they'll hook
well,
up.
Well, you basically just get your keys to the apartment and then you can figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so it's this tiny ass apartment thing, but it's cool. You have a little balcony. You can, I just sip my coffee in the morning on the balcony and stuff. But it was a really hard time for me this time. Like, the weight cut was extremely hard, like, harder than it's ever been. It felt like once
yeah.
I was there, like, the last, like, 6-7 pounds was so hard to get off. And I think
coming off Thanksgiving, dude.
No, this was before Thanksgiving.
Oh, was it right before?
Yeah. I got home the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And I, like, I think I realized it's because the food in the, so they have a huge cafeteria, all different foods. I think the food was super salty. So I would only eat, like, a tiny bit, just enough to keep having energy. But it was, like, not.
Mm.
Yeah, it was so hard. Thankfully, they had a sauna.
Did they have a sauna? I was going to say, they got the sauna there? All right.
If I'm boring you over here, you got to let me know. I'm long winded.
No, this is great. All right, good.
Cool. And then something. Oh, dude, one day at practice. I, like, had to do everything in my power not to lose it. I was like, it was like a day away from weigh-ins. So I'm, like, starting to get pretty depleted at this point.
Hangry.
Yeah, like hangry. Just thirsty, dude. You're just like,
thirsty. Yeah, yeah. Your body is
thirsty. Like, you just want to chug down the water.
Fucking Gatorade.
I'm freaking wearing a sauna suit under my gi, like the plastics. Like the suit thing. It's like a garbage bag almost.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing that. I'm dying. And I'm just trying to keep move at this point, like in practice. And this one guy says to me, we're going on the mat. He's like 40 pounds heavier than me.
Jeez.
And we're just moving around, and I'm like moving the whole time. He can't do anything. And then one exchange, I let him like just kind of bulldoze me over and like be on top of me, like me on my back. And he was like, next exchange after that, he's like, dude, if you don't want to work out, we don't have to. Like, no, he said, if you don't want to do anything, we don't have to. Dude,
oh my God.
Was so pissed. I was like, whatever, dude. Like, if you don't want to freaking go, like, whatever, dude. And like walked away. I couldn't deal with it. And I like almost snapped
on
him. Yeah, I like had to walk away. And my coach was like, it's all right, man. Like, you just gotta not let it affect your practice. I was just like, dude, I was ready to lose it. And then something else happened that practice that I was like, I'm like done, dude. I was so done. But I kept going to stay positive. Kelly kept yelling at me. It's like, you just got to stay positive, focus on yourself, you know. And then I get an email that I was requested. Oh, this was on my way to Chile. I get an email saying you're requested to be a representative of Team USA for the Parapan Am pre-game press conference.
Sick.
So I got
on the podium.
On the
podium, the panel, dude, I mean. Yeah.
I got on the panel, and I later found out that I was chosen out of every single athlete, like not just.
Yeah, that's Chico. Cool.
So it was
yeah.
really cool. And then they were asking me a bunch of questions on the panel, and then I got to shout out skateboarding a bunch. Like it was cool. Actually insane. Like people were asking me about how I'm like, they're like, so you and like other people are trying to get skateboarding into the Paralympics and like basically like bringing light to that in an Olympic like event. So it was really cool.
Cool. Yeah.
And then on top of that, I got asked to like the Paralympic committee asked me to like be involved like doing an interview in the village and then doing like short shout outs and stuff like where you're like where they do like the 100-day countdown to Paris, blah blah blah. And like they show all these different athletes. So like they were asking me to do some of that stuff. But the first question the lady did ask me was, so I think it's awesome that you guys skateboard. Like, how's that going getting into the Paralympics? Like, bringing that up and
crazy.
That being associated with me, too, was, like, really cool feeling.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Like, just trying to, like, bring light to it. And, like, I felt like
it's in the ether now, dude.
Yeah,
it's in the ethos.
It's in the ethos. So
it's in the ethos
cool.
And in the ether. It's in the ethos,
ether,
dude. That's
drug.
Amazing. Yeah, it's like a it's kind of chemical. Yeah, ether. Yeah, a poison or something.
I don't know.
It's like a poison
song. Ether.
Yeah, yeah. I think it means like poison or
yeah.
kill you or something.
Definitely
spitting that ether.
And then I finally get to wait. I was so drained, Jerry. I was. We had to wait for the bus, like in the front of the village.
Scale's gonna be to your east about 4 feet. Left or is it right?
I was laying.
Which way is east?
I was laying on my bag. I couldn't like.
I'm not a fucking cardinal, dude.
I'm not a compass.
I'm not a crow, dude.
Why is the crow flies?
Tell me left or right, damn it.
I was.
Give me a fucking water. Give me a liquid IV.
If someone gave me fucking cardinal directions when I was at that point, I would have snapped on them.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad. And then finally make it to weigh in, chug enough water and Gatorade to where I think I was going to vomit. And then I had
made
to,
weight.
I had to eat light, though. I didn't want to overeat. I never want to overeat because I used to do that a bunch.
But what was the thing you do? You do meat? What do you do?
I do, like, grains. I'll do, like, rice first. Like,
and they said sugar is good.
Yeah, sugar is really good.
That was the thing.
Like
that was
natural sugars is good. Yeah. Like I was eating their fruit and stuff was really good. And then the light piece
peach,
of protein.
Girl. Peaches and cream.
They had watermelon every day and pineapple, and I would just mix
peaches
them.
And cream. Pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple.
You say watermelon?
Yeah.
Was it sweet watermelon or the water shit?
No, it was sweet.
Oh,
crush it with your tongue.
Oh. It's like grainy almost.
Yeah.
So saturated in juice and sugar. Dude, watermelon, dude.
So game day, right? It's game day. Feeling good. Feeling really good.
Yeah.
I got my draw. 2-time Paralympian, first match.
Heavy hitter, dude.
Oh yeah, and if I lose that, I'm
top
out.
Top dog on the mat. If you lose, you're out.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. So this guy from Puerto Rico, old.
Oh, he's from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico. He had his hair dyed blue and red. So I'm like, you screwed. You don't go and lose. With
Puerto Rico,
dude. That's how they sounded. Yeah, like the announcers.
Every Puerto Rican song, every Puerto Rican song sounds the same. It's got that same bass, dude.
Oh man, it is that like Daddy Yankee 101.
Hell yeah, top dog on the mat, dude. Against Ferraro. What's his? Do you know his name?
His name is Luis.
Luis, okay.
Luis Rodriguez. I forget his last name.
Luis Puerto Rico Rodrigo.
Yeah, Luis Puerto Rico. So. We get out there. All of a sudden, I'm walking out and I hear, Vamos Ferraro!
Hey! Dude,
I had like 10 Chileans buy tickets to come see me that didn't, like, I've never met before. It was sick. Like a fan section. And then Kelly and the baby are like front and center. Like, dude, it's like stadium seating. It was really cool. So it's one match, they're in the center. And then, like, stadium seating all around it, like, up top. Like, you couldn't be on the floor level. And and then you, like, walk up these 6 stairs to go on the mat.
Ooh.
Dude, it was crazy. He's on a platform. And you're, like, your juices are flowing, dude.
Oh, shit, Jerry.
Oh, I forgot to say this. First match of the whole tournament. Very first match. Because it's just one mat. And I was the very first match.
Oh, you were the first
gotcha. Match of the gotcha. Whole competition. Like, it Jeez. Was pressure is on.
Oh, man.
I'm like going out there. I've never felt this calm before ever fighting. I learned so much from all the past competitions now that, dude, I felt like Mr. Miyagi. Like, I was like just very calm and composed.
You're up there doing the crane, dude.
High up with him.
You got the crane going. You're like, I'm not a crow. I am not a cardinal, dude. I am a crane.
I'm a crazy crane. Just give me a log. So it floated in some water, Jerry. And then, so I go out there and fight him. Doing great. Moving him around. He's getting tired. I'm feeling great winded. Like, my cardio is hip top, Jer. And I'm feeling good.
You're fighting right now, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm out there fighting.
Did you whisper in his ear, hey, if you don't want to work out, dude, it's all right. You can stop.
No, but when I shook his hand, I was like, good luck, man.
Give him the man, the nice American man. Good luck, man.
Good luck, bud. And then.
Did he say anything?
Exchange happens. Where he tries to do something, foot swept him, Jared, right on his
Woo!
Got a half point, a wazari. So
ran his butt, wazario.
You need a full point to win. So either another half point or just win
Straight
out
to the back.
Match.
Yeah.
Or just like finish out the match. So there's about 2 minutes in fighting. He's getting tired now. I'm moving around.
You can hear him?
Yeah, but he's just trying the same old bullshit attack where he doesn't land it. And I
kept trying the same thing.
Yeah.
Man.
And because he got hit with 2 stalling calls, like, quickly. So and if you get hit with 3, you're done. So he had to work.
So he kept trying the same thing.
Like
he didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh. And then.
Dude, maybe that's a technique for your next match. You keep act like you're winded. Keep doing. Yeah. Keep trying the same thing. And then your opponent's head, they're like, God, this guy keeps doing the same thing. He's winded.
And then
you switch it up on him. Yeah, dude.
Not a bad idea. Switch. Go bait and switch, baby.
Keep that in mind for one of your matches.
That's a good idea. And then, so this was my favorite part of the whole competition. In my film, my documentary, Shot in the Dark, in the trailer, there's
available now.
There's a famous part where my coach is screaming at me. It's the last part of the trailer before it all goes black. He's like, Anthony, 13 seconds. Anthony, 13 seconds.
Yeah.
So that line haunted me for like years.
Chills, Jerry. Chills.
Yeah, like Kelly would be needing me to get done something done or like get out of the house. He's like, Anthony, 13 seconds. And it would make the hair on my back stand up. It would make my skin crawl. But now there's we just went out of bounds. I'm getting back up and walk to the center. All I hear, I'm hearing everything Kelly is saying. And my other coach is sitting right next to her to like tell them.
She does not say it.
She goes, 13 seconds.
Oh my.
13 seconds. And then she goes, it's time for redemption. And everyone's looking at her like, what the fuck is
what
this?
What a woman. What a wife, dude.
And when I tell you, it fired me up beyond.
Yes, baby.
I was like, I'm winning this one. I was like, it's happening. And I fucking, dude, I finished out that match. I redeemed my 13 seconds.
Wow.
8 seconds with that match left. He went to do this thing like desperation. And he went to like basically fall backwards and try and like spin me around to my back.
Yeah, so you hit first.
My foot planted and the rest of my body like tried to go, but I kept myself like staying. And I didn't think anything happened. I'm on the ground. The match is over now. I won. I'm on the ground. And I could barely walk like to get up. When I got up, I couldn't put weight on my right leg. Like
so your foot stayed planted and your body went.
Yeah, like it went down, but not on my back. Like I went to my stomach, but my foot planted first and my whole body like spun around it. So like my knee got jerked.
Did it twist?
It was a twist. And I was like, I didn't think my adrenaline was so high, but I was like, holy shit, I can't walk on this like really right now.
You didn't even feel it, but you didn't feel it in the moment.
I didn't feel anything in the moment.
Anything. Wow.
I was on 13 second mode.
It's time for redemption.
Oh, so good.
No way.
And
God, it would have been amazing to see.
So I like get checked out by the trainer real quick. I'm up in like 4 matches, Jerry. Like it's going quick. Like I just finished my first, so I won, dude. I was like,
yeah,
I was in heaven though. I was like, dude, I just won in front of my baby the first time she ever seen me do judo.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And it was against a really good guy. Like my coach came out of the stands, like he met me in the hallway. He's like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. I told you, you're not just gonna get it. You gotta take it, and you took it. Like he was fired up, dude. I go to the trainer. She checks me out. She can't really tell anything because everything like seems okay. But there's definitely like pain there.
Yeah.
So, like it was just hard to tell. Like there wasn't really swelling yet. And then I go out and fight my second match against the number one seed.
Woo.
From Brazil.
Jeez.
And this guy's a monster. But when I started fighting with him, I was like, dude, I can take this guy. Like I feel confident. I feel comfortable. Like,
yeah,
I'm stronger than him and like all this stuff, and everything was going fine. I went to do a move, you know, in Uchigari, and it was like an inside trip, and I put all my weight on my right leg and my knee buckled. Like it just completely shot out, and I was like, what the fuck? And my body just fell, like, because I couldn't support myself, right into a choke, Jerry. I'm like being choked out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
I just thought my knee broke and I'm like, I'm about to tap. Like I raised my hand to tap. My coach is like, no. And then I passed out.
No way.
Yeah. And I wake up to hearing my coach go, get up. You gotta get up. And I like shoot up and think I'm still fighting.
Oh my God. What?
And I get off the mat. I lose that match. I get off the mat, and
my coach is like, what happened? You didn't like do your stuff like on the mat. And I was like, dude, I thought my knee broke. He's like, that's the only answer I would have taken. Yeah. Like, he's like, okay, that's not good.
That and was your second match?
Yeah. So now I got to fight back to go for bronze. So I need to win another match to go to bronze. I'm like, dude, at this point, like old me would have tapped out. Like I would have been done, like pulled out of the competition. My knee buckled like a way I've never felt before in my life. I was like, there's definitely something wrong.
Like you literally just, it feels like you can use it, but you go to use it and it doesn't work.
Exactly. And it like felt like it dislocated, but snapped back in. And then, a couple minutes before my third match, the trainer was like, how about, like, I have ibuprofen. And I was like, I'll fucking, like, I never take Advil or anything, so that stuff actually really works on me. So she gave me, like, 4, which is, like, the prescription dose or whatever.
Ibuprofen is solid. It works.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. I felt like Superman.
Ibuprofen is legit.
Dude, I went out, like, no, like, couldn't feel my knee. Like, everything was all good.
I took it on tour last time. After like 3 days on tour, I'm like, I am beat. And Jake's like, I got ibuprofen. I was like, yeah, give me one of those. Took one. Went to the demo an hour later. Felt fine.
Dude, it's crazy.
Fucking works. I was like, oh my God, I got to start taking this when I'm on tour.
The reason it works is because we don't use it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's people that use it every day of their life. And that can't be good for your liver.
It actually can cause it increase. Like ulcers, right? I use ibuprofen every day. It can increase your chance of stroke and stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly.
But that's if like every day kind of shit.
But so I took those feeling like a champ.
Yeah.
This guy I have now is a guy who's beaten me twice from Argentina.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, time to redeem myself, I guess. Dude went out there, danced around him for a minute, hit the nastiest inside trip on him, like clean sweep right to his back. Epon, and like I couldn't believe, I was like, dude, I won. Like, what the? I was about to pull.
Oh, you won that match?
Yeah,
the third one.
I won the third match.
Holy shit!
It was insane. I couldn't believe it, and that tweaked my knee even more because I
did. Did you? Yeah, I was gonna ask. Did you use that knee to sweep him?
No, I used the supporting leg was my leg that was hurt, so the leg that all my weight was on, and my body's doing like a weird turn, so it's not, no bueno. But it's all I know, Jay. I got to do my moves.
Wait, so which is your bad knee? Your supporting leg?
Knee. I'm lefty when I fight.
Oh, okay. So you swept him with your left leg, though.
Yeah, so okay. I basically plant on my right foot. Like, I step it forward, plant on it, and then come in with my left leg and sweep out.
Yeah, e-palmed him.
Yeah, e-palm. E-palm don.
E-palm. Damn.
So, yeah, dude, I couldn't believe it. I was like, no way, like I'm going for third place, like, yeah. I couldn't believe it, like I was going for the podium with, and I'm like, why does my knee, like, in the whole time you're like, why can't my knee be better, like, if I was healthy right now.
Can you wrap it? Could you have wrapped it up? Can you do that?
She said something about taping, but then she was like, it won't really do anything, and I was
something.
Like, can you push that on me, because if I hear it won't do anything, I'm not gonna do it, like, just be like, hey, I'm gonna tape your knee.
I was wrapped the shit out of it or something.
I know.
I know. You're thinking back.
Dude, I trust
in the moment.
So many what
it's
if.
Like, all right. Like, what if it won't do anything?
And then I'm going against Cuba for third. And I could definitely beat this guy. Like, I know I can. I go out there. Dude, I'm so amped up. I, like, can't believe it. Like, you know, I went from getting hurt all the time, losing to – pushing,
getting hurt and just
injury.
Fucking winning.
Yeah, just fucking winning. Yeah. And I'm like, and I keep going. Jeez. Go start fighting him. Dude, the crowd is going nuts. Like, the commentators online for the thing, when I fought the Argentinian, as soon as we came out, they were like, this is going to be a great match. It's going to be high energy. This Ferraro, he really moves around, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, I'm getting the name for myself over here. Like, they're finally starting to, like, notice me and shit. And I go out in the last match and I'm against the Cuban. We start fighting. I'm so much stronger. I'm just moving around like however I want. 10 seconds into it, I go and hit a foot sweep. My body, I'm on my right foot trying to sweep him with my left. My body like torqued left, but my knee like popped out right. It was so, dude, it was the weirdest feeling ever. And I completely just collapsed.
and I'm like screaming, and the guy just jumps on top of me and pins me. And the whole time I'm like,
yeah, screaming.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. And I was just, you just want to cry. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Like, and you're like, I'm not okay. Like, my knee's not okay.
This is bad. Yeah.
Yeah, this is bad. And they like took, I had to get in the wheelchair. But it was heavy. I know.
Jerry.
And I got my baby and my wife out there. And I just wanted to hold her on the podium.
Yeah. It'll come.
Yeah, it'll come. But it's all part of the journey. So now.
Damn, another injury. Stuff. Jesus, dude.
But this could be a serious one.
Yeah, you're still waiting for.
ACL.
You just had the MRI yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday. And now
when we record this is the 8th.
Yeah. So I have on the 7th, and then I find out on Wednesday what's wrong.
Okay.
All this waiting. I hate waiting. Yeah. It's just, you're just like, but you know what? If I am hurt, like, which my knee is not okay, but if I do have to like get worst case scenario, the surgery.
Yeah, you're young enough.
I'm young enough, and like I get to just spend time with my like daughter, and while she's like growing up in this super like cute stage too, and
the knee, you can still work out, rehab, and still stay in shape. And
yeah, that's, I just gotta get back on a routine. I was so routine oriented. I never realized I'd never been like that routine oriented.
I
was
in
the
zone.
Dude.
Every time I called you, you were at the gym every day.
Gym,
every
working
day.
Out. Strength training, judo, like everything. It was, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
No, dude. Now I've just been eating my sorrows away.
Yeah. Here come the holidays, dude.
Yeah,
dude. Back
dude.
It out.
Back to back. Oh, dude, I ate so much on Thanksgiving that I did not feel well. Like, where you can't sit or stand, you have to lay down.
Gluttony. Ugh.
I know, dude. It's really, it sucks. I'm just trying to stay positive, though. And why does this shit always happen?
It's bad. Like he said, it's just the game, dude. It's craziness. Yeah. It's a tough fucking.
So
throw it in all these leg sweeps, dude. Back away from the sweeps, maybe. I feel like I would never want to sweep with my knees, dude. I'm scared of my knees.
I know. That's my secret weapon, though, are my feet. That's what makes me better at judo. Dude. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
But it's pretty. I don't know. It sounds so stupid, but it's kind of badass that, like, looking back on it, that I fought basically a whole tournament with a potential torn ACL. Like, did okay.
Yeah.
I got fourth place, damn it.
Oh, it ended up in fourth?
Well, it's called fifth because there's two third place matches, but it's basically fourth, but it's fifth is what it's called.
Gotcha. Damn, so close, Jerry.
I know, dude. It's so close.
But now you know, like you said, when you're healthy, you're up there. You know what I mean? You're with
the
highest
best
level.
Guys.
So.
I was like, my coach was so pumped up, like, It was a beautiful like day in the midst of too.
Damn.
And then the next day, which was cool, I went to like see my teammates compete, because like it was just me and two other people that day, and then they do the heavier weights.
Uh-huh.
Next day, and they were like, dude, Chile is like a super poor country, and there were like a lot of volunteers and stuff there. And it was just so like awesome how helpful they were and stuff. And I gave the one girl my Team USA like podium jacket, because you get a huge bag of like a duffel bag full of gear for like Pan American gear. But dude,
it's
all
so bad.
It's all like Nike and like very like it's not. There's a few things I keep every time, but I like giving it away because like other people get way more stoked.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm super grateful for all this stuff, but one, I can't wear Nike shoes because the Vans anyway, and like I don't know, but whatever. I ended up giving my podium jacket to this girl. She's like in tears, like couldn't believe it, like wouldn't take it off. And then
yeah.
I gave my shoes to another guy, like the sneakers, Nikes, dude. And he was stoked. And like,
yeah, and they were Team USA Nikes, too.
Yeah.
And that's then, nice, very nice of you. Yeah.
And then, because anything that says USA, too, people get pretty stoked, like other countries. So, and then this one guy was like arguing with the girl about the jacket. He's like, I want that. And she was like, no, it's mine. And then I gave him the shirt off my back when I was leaving. I was like, here, take this. And he was like, no way. Like, people were in tears. You're like, this feels so good to like hook people
crazy.
Up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Did you get the Ray-Bans again? Do they have those again?
Yeah. Yeah. I gave
the foldable ones.
No, not the foldable. They're not Ray-Bans. They're Oakleys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. They've had like a fisherman pair. Almost.
Oh, like a sporty. Yeah, like a
running
baseball
pitcher.
Pitcherman.
Yeah,
pitcher.
Yeah.
Fisherman. Yeah, yeah. Like no frame on the bottom of the lens kind of thing.
No, sorry. More sporty, more like wrap around.
Okay.
Like they kind of wrap around the face, you know, real tight.
Gotcha.
Like they're like formed to your face.
Okay. A bunch of swag, dude. I'd be taking all that swag home. That's sick.
Yeah, and then I give pins away. I got a backpack and a duffel bag. Like, who uses a duffel bag these days?
Yeah, they're nice for not for trip.
Not for
they're
nice for good for like a gym bag or something.
Gym or like when you're driving to a
oh good
somewhere
yeah,
like a vacation, not flying because you don't want to carry a fucking duffel around. Yeah.
It's the worst feeling in the world. I had to carry a big ass duffel through the airport, and then I figured out to like rig it to my suitcase so I could wheel it.
Dude, carrying a duffel is rough.
It's the worst. Dude, it's shoulder damage.
First time I went to Tokyo, I had like three boards and just a duffel.
Oh my God.
And Paul was like, what are you doing, mate? You sent me a giant roller. Yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
Is that where your giant roller is from now?
Yeah, it's a Herschel bag. Big old Herschel. Yeah, but the duffel is, you wear it on your shoulder. And if a load of duffel on your shoulder walking through the airport is like, you're like switching shoulders. It sucks.
Dude. But the Kelly's hotel. Oh, that's the other, I didn't get to like see them leading up to the competition. So that kind of sucked. And we weren't staying long after. So didn't get to see much of Chile, but like did go to like, went to the cool like local restaurant sandwich shop thing. Got three.
Oh yeah,
sandwiches.
The one with the green beans on.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, dude, it's a sandwich called a chicharrero. Probably getting yelled at by a bunch of people right now, but chicharrero. I don't know. It's something along those lines, and it's like a thinly sliced beef with a green pepper mixed with string beans.
Yeah,
and like mayo and something else. It was so good, though. It sounds weird, but yeah. It was ranked like top 10 sandwiches in the world.
Damn.
And then get this, we're leaving the sandwich shop and we just crossed the street, and right behind us, this truck back, like a pickup truck backs into a sedan and like,
oh shit.
Dude smashes the window, knocks the door in like really bad. And it's just, but there was thankfully just one guy in it driving and he didn't get hurt. Dude, the guy in the truck, clearly his fault. Gets out of his truck, starts yelling at the other guy, and then gets in his truck and speeds away.
Jeez.
And then the guy just had to keep driving.
Ugh. Hectic.
But the Red Hot Chili Peppers were staying at Kelly's hotel at the same time as it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. People were like, is that a cover band? I was like, no.
I don't know who RHC is, dude.
Yeah, it was crazy. There was like fans gathered around the hotel.
Damn.
Mad security.
I love me some Chili Peppers, too.
Yeah. Can't stop addicting to the shindig.
Stop, but no, I'm going to win big.
Great.
Flea, dude. Fucking Flea, dude. And who's the other guy? Anthony Kiedis, Michigander.
John Frusciante?
I don't know. Is that the third guy?
Guitar player? Is
there three of them?
Flea and Anthony are the two main.
Yeah, the two main guys.
Is he from Michigan?
Anthony is, yeah.
How did he grow up in Cali?
Michigander, baby.
He moved to Cali. I read his book.
Yeah, I think he lives in Cali now.
10 years ago.
My ex got to meet him. She like was
he was on Rogan. He sounded kind of weird.
I mean, they're all fucking ex-heroin addicts.
Yeah.
They're out and they're artists, like far out.
Very, very point.
artsy ex druggies, man.
To the moon and back, man.
A little bit, yeah, exactly.
They've seen.
They touched the moon and came back. and we're on top of the world at one point. Yeah, crazy. That's a crazy story, though, dude. Either way, you're gonna be good, but let's hope it's the fastest.
I'm just hoping it's not surgery, but if it is, we'll just
handle it. Yeah, it gets rougher, but then make it through, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, even surgery, would you make it to the games?
No, I think my chances at all are gone. That's what's so hard about this.
Even if it's just a rehab?
Yeah, because I missed a really important tournament where I should be like right now. I have to keep doing well. And missing any is like, because there's only three left.
There's
only two left now. There was Tokyo that just happened, and then there's Germany, and then Georgia.
Damn. What if you only went to Georgia?
It wouldn't matter.
Damn.
It sucks because for the Pan Ams, some sports, if you placed in the Pan Ams, you went right to the Olympics, but not for judo.
Not for judo?
No.
Yeah. That's how, well, back to the fucking Sean White documentary I've been nonstop talking about.
Okay.
It was like all you had to do was podium once and you would, and they had three.
Yeah, and then you were.
You pretty much got your slot for Team USA. Yeah.
Well, no, you win nationals and you're on Team USA, but to go to the games, you have to get yourself there. That's what sucks is like. So USA is like automatically sends a team for snowboarding to the games. You see what I'm saying? Like, as long as those snowboarders are the best in the country, they're making up the team of US. Is that correct?
Well, no, they still have to. You still have to qualify.
Each one still has to qualify internationally.
I think so.
Okay,
that's how they made it in the documentary. That's how it was.
No, that makes sense.
They had three for Superpipe. I don't even know. It might be different now.
Mm-hmm.
This was Sean White's era, so at least 5 years ago. But
because that still is an individual sport, yeah.
Yeah, it was Superpipe. They had the three big contests, international ones.
Well, that's the thing for certain.
Pan Ams, one other one. And if you podiumed on one of those, you got your slot to be in the Olympics for Team USA.
It kind of used to be more like that for judo, but it's like.
Yeah, it could be more. Maybe there's more people. It's more of a point system now.
Yeah, there's way more people than there used to be. It's like huge now. Like my weight class is the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
It's always like the toughest, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I'll see people. Go to a competition and have like 8 people in their bracket. And I have like 24.
Damn.
Yeah.
Go up a slot, dude.
Up a slot's like 40 pounds.
40?
Dude, they took out two weights.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, didn't we talk about
it? I think I've asked this. Yeah, that's heavy. You could be, dude, some fucking brick house.
It goes from 132 to 160.
They need to break your division up into maybe one. I don't know.
They used to have 81 kilograms, so they took out 66 and 81, and 81 would have been, I don't know, 100
for you,
78 pounds, I think. It would have been great. I would have been happy as a clam.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
I would have bulked up.
But I guess that is good for you in the sense of that is like your lowest max. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be big. You're gonna be big for that division, right?
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors though that they're taking out 73 and making it 70 kilograms.
See,
so that would be like 152 pounds. I'm not doing that. I can't. I would die. I would be emaciated.
What do you got to get to right now?
160.
Oh, you have to go to 152. Wow. Yeah, that's rough, dude. You can have like no muscle on you.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. How about story?
Daniel Lewis for a name.
Daniel Lewis. Yeah, it's my middle name. You know that.
Is it really? Oh shit, I forgot that.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
Wait, that's so good.
Daniel Lewis.
Justin, dude. That's the name. That's drop good. Just drop the last name.
It sounds nicer than less clunky than Daniel Mancina. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Lewis.
Daniel Lewis, baby. Not bad.
Yeah, let's go. And it's the middle name.
In the future episode we were talking about, record the episode for next week for talking about I need to change my name. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll hear it, but it, yeah. Daniel Lewis, yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not fucking bad. Be no. My stage name, dude.
Daniel Lewis, DL.
What do you think about, DL. I don't know if I want to even say this out loud yet. What do you think about a one-man show? Me doing a one-man show, and it's pretty much me. We could even do a two-man show. That'd be a cool name, two-man show.
Man show.
And it's literally like, it's a theater setup. And there's just a legend of flat bar, and I'm skateboarding and commentating while I skate of kind of
would
how
you be
I'm
able
skating.
To compose your temper.
It's more. See, that's the thing. I'm going to. It's like a pretty much what I would show is the. Is a microcosm of what it is, of what skateboarding is for me. So I'm up there. I'm yelling, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm letting everything out.
Yeah,
I'm like I'm skating by
throwing
myself.
Your board.
probably not throwing my board, but I'm not holding anything back.
Yeah,
so it's like this artistic way for me to show this is my skateboarding, this is my process, these are my emotions, this is my passion, and it's literally just kind of me commentating here and there, and people are watching how I skate. As a blind person.
I think that's really interesting, actually.
And then do a, you know, like a little speech or something kind of at the end. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's really.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, super interesting.
Yeah.
That's, it is artistic. Like the passion, the rage, like it all comes from a place of wanting to create like greatness in the sense of like landing a trick even, you know?
Yes, and like yeah, imagine you walk, everyone's coming in a theater and I'm just warming up on the stage. Yeah. Just the stage is lit, skating a ledge. And then once everyone's seated, maybe the lights change. And then I kind of stop and like, hey, hello, what's up?
And it's
kind of talking to the crowd. And then I start skating. Man, why do I do this? What am I doing here? Why am I doing this? Boom, land a trick.
What am I doing wrong?
That's like why trying. I do it.
Yes. Oh,
that's why I do it. So that's kind of like, that was my first thought of that would be like something along those lines. So I'm like skating, really? But it's also a performance and I'm speaking to the crowd, but I'm also,
you know, speaking, how big that could grow,
speaking out loud, my emotions and everything. I don't land a trick. It's like, fuck.
If you later on, like if that took off, you could open it to other people. That do
yes.
other things.
Yes.
That's really
kind of got something, like, right, Jerry?
I really like it, actually.
Kind of got something.
That's
dude.
That's a freaking.
Maybe that's what we could do for our podcast.
Yes.
Travel too. We open up with us just skating.
Dude.
Skating a little bit, a little commentary. Then we hop right on the
right on
blind
the table.
Skateboarder. We hop right on the table and we start speaking and we take questions.
Dude. I think that's a great idea.
We're figuring it out, dude.
Yeah, that's a
I want to do the Daniel Lewis one man show though.
Dude. You got to do that.
That's a pretty good idea, right?
It is.
I feel like if I have to really come up with a good, yeah, a nice show of yeah, like well, I said would, like that
it would
first
take
part.
A minute to manicure, but
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you do the clubs first before you go to theater.
Yeah,
you
know work my way up. For the next thing we know, we're at fucking
for stadiums.
Stadium, but we're at what's the big one in New York?
Madison Square Garden.
I don't know about Madison, dude.
The Gramercy Theater.
Gramercy, something like that, dude. Yeah, that would be cool. I mean, who wouldn't want to go as blind skateboarder? Like,
it's sick.
Skate dude, live on the stage.
You could probably do a freaking residency in Vegas.
I thought about that too.
You definitely could
lock in the $10 million
yes,
dude. Residency.
Do it at the Sphere that they just built.
fucking 14 shows a week, dude.
Doing old Carrot Top.
Fuck it.
Open for Carrot Top.
It would be kind of, I kind of want to try to develop a little thing, and then I don't know who I pitch that to.
That's super smart.
How do you get started with that?
I don't know who you'd start with. I guess you just did start by laying out the fact that you're thinking about this.
Yeah. It sounds cool. It's a very,
it's
a unique, because I've been thinking, I want to travel and showcase my skating in some way. And
nine in the dark in the beginning while they're waiting for you. It could be like a separate room of dining.
Or how about this? If the stage is completely dark and you hear me skating somehow where you couldn't see the stage, but as people are coming in,
it slowly lights up.
And they're like, is somebody up there? What is that noise? And then when everyone's seated down, the lights change and they see, oh, he's been skating the whole time in the dark. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom.
Nice intro, dude.
That is a nice intro.
Big lights in the background.
You have Paint It Black as the theme song.
Yeah, some, we got to get some dope music tracks along with it. I thought about that. Something cool. But it's more me like talking to the audience.
Oh, yeah. No, you would need
mic'd up. You know what I mean?
Jazz. You would need like three people.
Something
jazz.
A little bit of something in the background.
You should hire a person that plays.
I'm going to have you. I can have you just stringing the guitar, dude.
You need someone that could play stand up bass and they're just going boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom.
How do I do this?
Shut the fuck up.
If you weren't fucking that bass.
Goddamn bass is just boom, boom, boom.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. The one man show. I'm gonna try to cultivate it.
Yeah, you that's a great idea. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, something like that. Be cool, dude. Get my name out there, dude. Start traveling. But that could work with the podcast too.
Yeah, no, it definitely could.
Like that's something the first like, half of the show. Yeah. Then we jump into just.
Yeah.
I
could close it with a set, man.
And you could close it with a set, dude. You go up there and start doing judo, start throwing somebody around.
Any volunteers?
You gonna come up? Anybody want to get Wazario'd? Epon? Anybody want to get Epon?
We're at like 2 hours over here.
Are we? We owe the people because we're.
Yeah, we're real sorry about that.
Anthony coming off the injury.
Yeah, it was
traveling.
A lot emotional.
Holidays, yeah, but
yeah, I might have a.
It's a very special Christmas for me.
Christmas,
you know that one, dude.
Christmas,
Donnie Hathaway sings that one. It's
you know, it's a great
banger Christmas song.
Which one?
It's good, Donnie Hathaway. I don't know the name of the song, but it's a very special Christmas.
I don't know.
Something. Oh, it's good.
You gotta listen to this one. It's on Country Holiday. I sure do love my sugar or my Christmas cookies, sugar. I love my Christmas cookies, babe. And then she starts talking about what's in the cookies, and it's so good.
Really? It's just about sugar cookies?
Dude. It's about Christmas cookies.
What? Oh, that sounds like a good one, dude.
It is a good one. But listen, what a good.
Oh, all right, peeps.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Sorry for the long delay. Yeah. We're back.
We are back. And thank you to all the loyal listeners out there.
Are we coming up on 100th episode soon, too?
Soon here, actually.
I think it's probably 4 or 5 away. 6.
I think it's 7.
Oh, we're getting close.
I know, we're getting close.
So next year we'll do.
We got to do something. We got to do a banger for 100th episode.
Yeah, dude. Mars is back in retrograde. Yeah, dude.
Retrograde is back on top.
Or maybe the opposite. I don't know.
The moon is now gibbousing. It's a wax gibbous.
Waxing gibbous.
It's not waning. It's waning. Not waning crescent.
Thumbnail or whatever. What is it? What's the
crescent.
That's the crescent is the little tiny sliver.
Yeah. It's either waxing, which is getting smaller, or waning.
Thumbnail's getting bigger.
Opposite. Waxing's getting bigger.
Wax on, wane off. Yeah.
Yeah, wax on.
Wane off, wax on. No. Waxing is getting smaller.
Waxing your wane off.
Wax off, Wayne on. Wax on, Wayne. Wax on, Garth. Oh, goodness.
All right.
All right, peeps.
And some
questions. I think I have one. I don't know if I answered it. Yeah, get to them. We only have like one. I'm trying to build a couple up. Do like we have like a full app of just questions, kind of.
A quep question.
Quep episode. Dan at Four Bad Eyes or Anthony at Four Bad Eyes. Just straight up send us a DM, dude.
Yeah, send us a DM.
ASF Vision is Anthony across the board.
Dan the Mancina across the board. Yeah. And aren't you something else on YouTube? Or...
No, I'm Dan the Mancina. Facebook, I'm just Dan Mancina. That's the one.
Okay. Don't get it twisted.
But I might be changing my whole... Might be changing to Dan Lewis, dude. I don't know.
Dan Lewis. Keep it on the DL, though.
Yeah, in the DL, son.
What else I was going to say? Oh, please leave us a review or a comment to help the algo.
Yes.
Go to your...
Yeah, join the YouTube.
You're on your phone. If you're at work, I understand. Just when you go pee-pee, tee-tee in the
potty. Sneak the phone in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I know you're scrolling. You're already scrolling.
Yeah, you're already scrolling. So just leave a comment and a review.
Just go there.
Apple, Spotify. Give them all, folks.
Yeah, right. Dude.
And as always,
keep pushing.
One love.
Keep pushing. And one love from Four Bad Eyes.